Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Prochaine étape, vous entendrez une interview, une présentation d'affaires, si vous voulez, durant laquelle la personne interviewée parle de son éducation, sa formation professionnelle, sa carrière et son expérience. Et en anglais commercial, il y a un mot qui résume tout cela, c'est le mot « background ». La personne parle de son « background ». Répétez, « background ». Cette personne s'appelle Gary.
Interview.
En français, on dit aussi interview, qui vient de l'anglais et qui signifie un entretien avec une personne ou plusieurs personnes, un entretien professionnel en général. Dans l'interview qui suit, l'hôtesse d'une rubrique de radio, Elizabeth, accueille Gary. Welcome to our show. Bienvenue à notre programme.
Hello Gary, welcome to our show.
Elle veut ensuite en savoir plus sur Gary et son background professionnel.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Tout d'abord, un petit aperçu de vocabulaire. Quand on obtient une licence d'université, on dit I got my BA, ce qui veut dire Bachelor of Arts.
I got my BA there in 1979.
La licence aux États-Unis. C'est après 4 ans d'études universitaires. On peut aussi dire I got my BS, ce qui veut dire Bachelor of Science. Ensuite, Gary dit qu'il a obtenu sa maîtrise en gestion des affaires. I got my MBA.
Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA.
MBA. Aux États-Unis, cela veut dire Masters of Business Administration. Pour une maîtrise générale, on dit I got an MA, qui signifie Masters of Arts, ou bien I got an MS, une maîtrise en matière scientifique, Masters of Science. Ensuite, Gary parle de sa formation en linguistique.
My training is in linguistics.
Linguistics. Vous allez aussi entendre I started my own business.
After I got my MBA, I started my own business.
J'ai ouvert ma propre boîte, ma compagnie, mon magasin. En anglais, le terme « business » couvre tout cela. « My own », le mien, ou « à moi ».« To start », commencer. « I started », c'est le passé. « J'ai commencé ». Les questions les plus courantes venant de l'intervieweur « How did you ?» Comment avez-vous? Where did you? Où avez-vous? Par exemple, where did you study?
Where did you study linguistics?
Où avez-vous fait vos études? Et les expressions de la part de la personne interviewée? What do you want to know? Que voulez-vous savoir? What do you want to know? I studied at... Une réponse courante... I studied at, c'est le passé du verbe to study. I studied at UCLA, à l'Université de Californie, à Los Angeles. Écoutez, listen.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's great to be here.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Sure. What do you want to know?
How did you get into the language consulting business?
Well, my training is in linguistics.
Oh, where did you study linguistics?
I studied at UCLA.
That's the University of California at Los Angeles, right?
Right. I got my BA there in 1979. Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA. After I got my MBA, I started my own business.
vous de répéter après moi dans un contexte qui vous est plus familier. Listen and repeat. What is your background? Tell me a little about your background. Décrivez-moi un peu votre expérience professionnelle. What is your background? My background is in teaching. Par exemple, mon expérience professionnelle est dans l'enseignement. Répétez après moi. My background is in agriculture. My background is in mechanics. My background is in shopkeeping. Gérant de magasin. My background is in factory work. Ouvrier d'usine. Écoutez les phrases suivantes et les variations suivantes. Même si vous ne les comprenez pas toutes, je les traduirai pour vous, mais répétez quand même la phrase en anglais.
My training is in linguistics.
I studied linguistics.
I got my BA.
I graduated with a BA.
After I got my MBA, I started a business.
After I got my MBA, I formed my own business.
My training is in. My training is in teaching. Littéralement, ma formation est dans l'enseignement. Je suis instituteur ou je suis institutrice. My training is in agriculture. My training is in mechanics. My training is in marketing. Je suis formée en marketing. Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time. À la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation. Des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Louise, journaliste américaine en stage en Afrique, prend un car rapide, type de véhicule de transport en commun très populaire. Elle invite son collègue allemand à faire le trajet avec elle. Nous découvrirons l'ambiance du car rapide avec eux. Nous allons écouter les passagers dans le car rapide. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, aux deux énoncés. 1. L'apprenti souhaite la bienvenue à bord du car rapide à Andrew. 2. Pour l'apprenti, le poisson de la passagère n'est pas frais. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi Louise préfère-t-elle s'asseoir au salon du car rapide? 2. Quels sont les personnages que nous entendons parler dans cette conversation? 3. Qu'est-il arrivé à la passagère qui s'est disputée avec l'apprenti? Vous entendrez des phrases à l'impératif et utiliserez à votre tour le mode impératif. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Welcome on board, Andrew.
Move inside the living room. There are seats inside. And don't block the way.
Living room?
Yes, it's my favorite part.
Why? Is it the most comfortable?
Well, it's certainly the most entertaining. It's where you'll find special passengers, philosophers, politicians, coaches. They all want to change the world.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, lady, stop trying to squeeze in. You're too big, mama.
You rude, rude apprentice. I could be your mother. I've paid the same fare as any other passenger in your rusty old banger of a so-called car rapide. It's no car, and it's certainly not rapide.
Don't worry, mama. This car rapide is faster than Usain Bolt. And next time, you pay double fare. You take up two seats.
I won't pay, you nasty mouth street boy.
Oh my, we may have picked the wrong bus.
Nah, they're all like this. It's part of the fun.
Oh no, my fish, my fresh fish.
What's your problem now, mama?
Someone stole my fish. It was in a blue plastic bag. Thief, thief.
What thief, Mama? And what fresh fish? I can smell it from here. Ugh, what a stink!
Driver, let's go to the police station. No thief will get away with my fresh fish.
Nous avons entendu et suivi cette scène dans un car rapide. L'énoncé 1 est faux. L'apprenti souhaite la bienvenue à bord du car rapide à Andrew. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Pour l'apprenti, le poisson de la passagère n'est pas frais. Voilà les réponses aux trois questions. 1. Pourquoi Louise préfère-t-elle s'asseoir au salon du car rapide? C'est son endroit préféré. 2. Quels sont les personnages que nous entendons parler dans cette conversation? Louise, Andrew, l'apprenti et la passagère. 3. Qu'est-il arrivé à la passagère qui s'est disputée avec l'apprenti? Quelqu'un est descendu avec son poisson frais. Nous avons entendu l'apprenti donner des ordres aux passagers. À cet effet, il a utilisé l'impératif. Répétez ces ordres et découvrez leur traduction en français. Move inside. Avancez. Stop the music. Arrêtez la musique. Listen. Écoutez. Nous avons entendu aussi les phrases utilisant l'impératif négatif avec « don't ». Il peut aussi exprimer un conseil, une prière, etc. Répétez ces phrases maintenant et découvrez l'impératif négatif. Don't move inside. N'avancez pas. Don't stop the music. N'arrêtez pas la musique. Don't block the passage. Ne bloquez pas le passage. Répétez enfin l'impératif à la première personne du pluriel avec « let's ». C'est la contraction de « let us ». « Let's move inside ». Avançons. « Let's stop the music ». Arrêtons la musique. « Let's go to the police station ». Allons au poste de police. Comme Louise et Andrew, nous avons découvert l'ambiance de ce car rapide. Vous avez répondu vrai ou faux aux énoncés et répondu aux questions. Vous savez maintenant utiliser l'impératif en anglais. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de cette leçon, nous allons entendre Martin Lerner interviewer un garagiste. Nous allons entendre parler de réparation de voitures et des différentes parties d'une voiture, tout un nouveau vocabulaire. Vous apprendrez à décrire votre voiture. Si vous n'en avez pas une, décrivez celle d'un ami ou d'un voisin. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Voyons quelques expressions rapidement. Garage, c'est un garage. A mechanic, un mécanicien. Garage, mechanic. To fix a car, réparer une voiture. Ou bien, to repair a car. To restore a car, remodeler une voiture. To paint a car, peindre une voiture. To buy a car, acheter une voiture. To fix, to restore, to repair, to paint, to buy. Écoutez la leçon.
Good morning. Hi, what can I do for you?
I want to write a story about garages. May I talk to you about your work? Do you have time?
Sure, I have a few minutes. What do you want to know?
May I record?
Okay.
Tell me the name of the garage.
Kelly's Cars.
And your name is Kelly?
Yes, I'm Kelly. Kelly Morgan.
What do you do, Kelly?
I'm a mechanic. I fix cars.
Are you the owner?
Yes, I own the garage.
When did you open the garage?
This garage is new. It's about 2 years old. I had an old garage.
Where?
The old garage was near the harbor. I moved. The building was too expensive. It was big. This building is smaller.
What did you do there?
I restored old cars.
What do you mean, restored?
I bought old cars.
How old?
20, 30, 40 years old. Sometimes older.
Then what did you do?
I made that old car look like a new car. Okay? I bought an old car. I'm going to tell you about one car. It was a Packard. They don't make Packards now. It was black. And it was terrible.
What do you mean, terrible?
It was rusted. It was damaged. The paint was chipped. One window was broken. The tires were not good.
It sounds like my car.
Is your car 50 years old?
No, it's 5 years old. What did you do?
It had four doors. One door was bad. I found a good door in Michigan. I found a new window in Mississippi. I found excellent tires in Ohio.
What happened to the rust?
I repaired the rusted parts.
How?
I cut the damaged metal off. Then I put new clean metal on. I had to paint the car, of course.
What color?
I wanted a brown car. I painted it brown. It looked expensive.
What happened to the inside?
The inside was very beautiful. It had nice seats. It had lovely wood panels. It was brown. I put new brown carpeting on the floor.
Les descriptions nous aident à imaginer un objet, par exemple une voiture, a car, qu'on ne peut pas voir. Kelly, le mécanicien, the mechanic, a décrit ce qu'il a fait pour remodeler une vieille voiture, an old car. Il a choisi des mots très descriptifs pour que Martin puisse bien imaginer la voiture dont il parle. Écoutez encore ces adjectifs, même si vous ne les connaissez pas toutes, écoutez-les bien.
New car, old garage, big building, black Packard, brown carpeting, wood panels, clean metal, excellent tires, bad door, terrible outside, beautiful inside, expensive car, rusted car, damaged car. Chipped paint. Broken window.
Et maintenant, essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin avec des adjectifs descriptifs. Par exemple, si Martin y dit, What is your house like? What's your house like? À quoi ressemble votre maison? Comment est votre maison? Vous pouvez répondre, It's small. Elle est petite. It's large. Autre question, What is your car like? Ou bien, avec la contraction, What's your car like? It's old. Elle est vieille. It's blue. Elle est bleue. It's rusted. Elle est rouillée. Allez-y, répondez aux questions de Martin.
What is your house like? What is your shirt like? What is his car like? What is the hotel like?
Exerçons-nous avec les voitures. Do you have a car? Avez-vous une voiture? Do you have a car? Et si vous avez une voiture, What's your car like? Comment allez votre voiture? What is your car like? What's your car like? Décrivons cette voiture, la vôtre. ou devons-nous commencer par la mienne? Commençons par la mienne. Une voiture américaine. I have a Buick. It's an old Buick. I have a Ford. I have a brand new Ford. J'ai une Ford toute nouvelle. Brand new. I have an old Pontiac. He has a brand new Chevrolet. Did you see that Jeep? My father has a Dodge. Ce sont des voitures américaines. I love my new Chrysler. Look at that Plymouth. What a beautiful Cadillac. That's a Lincoln Continental. Voilà des marques de voitures américaines. Ford, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, Cadillac. Nous nous retrouvons maintenant avec Martin Lerner chez un garagiste, at the garage. Il parle avec un mécanicien, un mechanic, qui explique son travail. Vous apprendrez toujours d'autres mots descriptifs, en particulier ceux qui concernent la description d'une voiture.
That's very interesting. You restored the old Packard. How did the car look?
It was beautiful.
Did it look new?
It was better than new. The paint was better and the tires were better. And it was brown. I love brown cars.
Where is the Packard now?
I sold it.
What are you doing now? Are you restoring cars now?
Sometimes. I repair foreign cars, too. Tell me about your car. Maybe I can fix it.
Do you sell cars?
Sometimes. I sell used cars. I buy damaged cars and repair them. Then I sell them.
Are they wrecked?
No, they aren't wrecked. Sometimes there are accidents in shipping. The cars are damaged. They have broken lights or windows. The paint is scratched. The tires are ruined.
Oh, I see. And the problems are not serious.
No, the repairs are simple.
I need a new car. Do you have a good car now?
I have three beautiful cars now. What do you need?
Can I see them?
Not today. They aren't here. They are at my home.
Tell me about them.
Do you like sports cars?
I like them, but I don't want one.
Okay, one is a green sports car.
I like green cars.
I can paint any car green. One car has four doors. The other car has two doors.
The four-door car is better for my family.
The four-door is smaller. The two-door is bigger. The two-door is blue.
What color is the four-door car?
It's white. Do you like white cars?
Green cars are better.
Do you want to see the car tomorrow?
I can't come tomorrow. I'm going to Arkansas. Which car do you like?
Two-door cars look very nice. This one is light blue. It is dark blue inside. The seats are blue leather.
Is it automatic?
Yes, both cars are automatic. The sports car is not automatic.
What is the four-door like?
It's white outside and red inside.
I don't like red.
It's older. The two-door is new. The four-door is 1 year old.
Écoutez comment on compare deux ou plusieurs objets, des voitures par exemple. This car is small. Cette voiture est petite. This car is smaller. Cette voiture est plus petite. Vous pourriez dire aussi big, grande. Big. This car is big. This car is bigger. That's it for now. C'est tout pour l'instant. On continuera à apprendre à décrire. In the meantime, entre-temps, in the meantime, practice describing your car, or your friend's car, or your neighbor's car. Until next time, goodbye. Et notre chère invitée étudiante, our young guest student,
Eva Pekinaru.
Welcome everyone from across the world, wherever you are, surtout right. Nos auditeurs en Afrique francophone.
Yep.
And we are trying to familiarize ourselves with the present and the past. We just spoke about the present. Filunga, who is also an English teacher in DRC, and we're going to put Jeff in a tight spot here. We're going to go toward the past continuous, which is an action in progress, but in the past. We talked about an action in progress in the present. Now it's an action in the past, which is ongoing, which is still going, but it took place in the past.
Okay.
Nice to hear you, Jeff. Go ahead. Maybe I should give an example first.
Maybe not.
Because, for example, I could say, I was walking in the park in Washington when I fell down. So I was walking. So I'm already in the past. I was walking. I was. Because if I were saying this in the present continuous, I would say, I am walking with my dog in the park. But I'm going to be now talking about what happened before. So I said, I was walking in the park with my dog when something happened at a precise moment. So this is the past continuous. Yeah. So we can visualize this activity going on in the past, and it's, you know, complicated. Did we get you, Jeff, or can you swim here? It's sink or swim. Can you swim?
Jeffrey's like, yeah, I can swim in the pool.
Okay, we are going to ask Halima, what do you think about this past continuous, Halima?
To give an example of what I think about it.
Oh, she's wonderful. Look at that. Give us an example,
Halima. Give an example. Okay. An example. I have been living in Bamako since 2006.
Yes, that's very good.
That's something beginning in the past, and it's always continuing. Because I'm living here.
Right. Yeah, you're still in Bamako. You're right.
My only thing is, I have been living.
Yeah.
Because this is the there's a difference between past continuous, which is the simple past continuous, and past perfect continuing, which is I have been living. So
yes,
it's different. That's different than that is different from just a simple past continuous where I was walking. Do you hear the difference, Halima? I was walking when a man came across the street. That's different from I have been living in Bamako. Because I was walking.
They are different.
Yes, it's at a precise. It's more of a precise moment. It's an action in progress in the past, but there is still a specific time. I was walking in the park yesterday.